Afternoon, my name is Naftali from Family First Care. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Deanna Anderson.
Okay, hi Deanna. So you would like to apply your son?
To be a home care provider for my son.
Okay, but you're calling for your son, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Trying to be the provider, I guess. The home care provider.
Yeah, so we're a home care provider. We can help you with reapplying.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm trying to just do it for my son.
Yeah, I got you. So you want to apply also for home care services, meaning to say you want to have an aide at home that will help.
Repeat that again.
You want to be the caregiver for your son once you're approved, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes.
How old is your son?
He's 34.
He's 34, and I guess he's disabled or...
he's been disabled with sickle cell, but now he got a form of cancer he just found out, and he started his first thing of chemo, but it's affecting his sickle cell to act up, so he needs a lot of care at home now.
Got it. Okay, so I'll help you along the way. So let me just explain you why the process mm-hmm. will take in. And first of all, does the patient own any house, or does he have any life insurance policy or something like that?
No, none of that right now.
Okay, and does he have any income?
He just gets his Social Security SSI check.
Okay, and is it over 2,900? Over 2,900?
No, he only gets $1,000 even, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay, makes sense. So then it should be able to qualify. Just one more question. Is there any minor under 21 living in the patient's house?
No, it's just me and him that live together. No one else lives there, just me and him.
Okay, makes sense. So let me just explain you what the process is. So basically the process might take up to 2 months. It all depends on how on top we are on it, meaning to say if we need any appointments scheduled or forms, documents. If we're on top on it,
okay.
I would say about 2 months you should be approved hopefully for home care. So here's the process. Your son will undergo 2 assessments. The first one is going to be with the Pennsylvania Independent Broker. So you will call them. You want to schedule an appointment.
What's the phone number?
I'll give you the phone number. It's 877.
Okay. What is it?
877.
877.
550.
Yeah. 550. Mm-hmm.
4227.
4227.
Correct.
Okay.
So they are the Pennsylvania Independent Brokers. It's a state entity.
Okay.
And they will assess, it's going to be an in-home visit. They will ask some financial questions. This is the first one that you'll call in.
Okay.
Schedule. After this one, it will be second. You want me to explain you the process? Just a minute or two?
Yeah.
Okay. So after the first assessment is finished, the aging agency will call to schedule a second assessment. The second assessment is more like a functional assessment to see whatever the needs are, whatever the needs are for your son. In the meantime, we would only have a PCP form signed from a doctor stating that he needs home care services.
Okay.
So therefore, we have our telehealth doctor that can call you and schedule an appointment to sign the PCP form. Do you want me to request a call for you with a telehealth doctor?
Yeah, you can request them to call me.
Okay, they'll be calling from a New York number, 718.
Okay.
And also, in the meantime, we would need to have proof of his income. So if any bank accounts that he has.
Okay, I have it. I have the paper that states how much he gets a month.
Yeah, but the council
when do I prove all that? Send it with when I get all the paperwork and talk to these people?
Yeah, so once you have a 5-year look-back statement, the county would want to see for any bank accounts or that he has. The county would want to see.
Oh, okay. He don't have a bank account.
Okay. And how is he getting the Social Security? By check or by card?
He gets it on a card. On a card direct. And he spends all that because he pays rent and, you know. So he barely has nothing left from the $1,000.
You know what the card name is? It's called Direct Express.
Oh, Direct Express. Yeah, he gets it on the Direct Express card.
Okay, perfect.
But I have the papers from his caseworker to tell y'all I have the verification for the rest of this year for how much he gets. They did send that paper.
Yeah, so if you can send me that paper, I'll give you my email address. But they will also need 3 months.
So would I got to take a copy and send it in the email?
Yes.
Just the email address. Can you spell it all out so I don't mess up?
I'll text it in for you once we finish the call. Is that okay?
Okay, text it to me then. Yeah, I'll text it. Yeah, that'd be better.
Okay, so for the Direct Express, they will need also 3 months going back. So meaning to say we're now in January, so they will need from October, November, and December of last year's date. So you can actually download it if you have online access to it.
Oh,
only 3 months of statement.
So would y'all need to know how much money he was getting for the last 3 months?
Yeah, so they would want to know whatever like went into that account and how you spent it. So they would
see
3 months going back.
Okay, I didn't know you had to go through all that. What do the 3 months got to do with you being a home care?
It takes up to 2 months, unfortunately, because there's a few, you know.
So you're trying to say I got to get a statement from the Direct Express people because that's not where the money comes from. It's coming from SSI.
Right.
They just put the money on the Direct Express card.
Correct. But Direct Express.
Because I have the paper from the Social Security people where the money comes from. I have that statement.
Yeah, I understand. But the way they look at Direct Express is like a bank. So,
for years with Direct Express. No, I don't have no online account. I get a card.
Mm-hmm.
I have a bank card.
Makes sense.
It comes on the bank card. I never did it online.
Okay, so you can on the card it should be a number where you can call in to request 3 months of
Pay. Shouldn't y'all be, instead of calling them to verify his income, shouldn't y'all be verifying it from where the money comes from? Because I had them papers. Social Security.
Right. But they would want
Why
to look
shouldn't y'all be verifying it with them?
Shouldn't y'all be verifying that with them? That's what they require. If anyone has a Direct Express account, the county would want to see 3 months of statements from them.
Well, I never got no statements or none of that. I don't deal with Direct Express like that. All they do is put the money on the card, and that is all we do.
Right.
I don't get no kind of statements or none of that. They don't send me no statements in the mail.
I understand. If you call
them, that's why I was saying. But why can't I just don't get, they're not the ones that's giving us the money, the Social Security people are. And that's why I keep saying, why can't y'all get the money from the verifications from Social Security?
I'll explain to you why. Because the Indirect Express, some people are getting other money into the Direct Express card.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all just want to verify to make sure that he's not getting other money.
Right.
Okay,
correct.
Well, he doesn't. But I'll call him and set up to see if they can send me something from him, but he doesn't get no other money.
Right. I understand. So just try to call them. It should be a number that they can send to you right away.
Okay, and they can send me the stuff in the mail. like three yeah. months of statements, like from December, well, really January, December, and November. They the ones you
correct.
Want?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
So that's that.
After you finish
these elements, the two assessments, the PCP form
yeah.
that the telehealth doctor will call you, and the financial statement.
Okay. So where do I get that from? Do I get that from his primary doctor or the doctors that's doing the care for him for the cancer and stuff? Or that comes from his PCP primary? That's the primary doctor that got it. Y'all money. What do y'all want me to get from them to say what's wrong with him?
No. We have a telehealth doctor that can call you up together with the patient.
Oh, okay.
Over the phone.
So what are you saying, that they're going to call them or I got to call them?
No, they're
are they going to call the PC? They're going to call me and then they'll tell me from there what to do.
Yes, they will call you.
Is that
you
what you're saying? Okay.
Yes. And fill out the form.
Okay. Because I had his PC doctor and name in front of me with the phone number, but you said they call me first.
No, so we don't need it from your doctor. It's just a quicker way because we have our doctor that can help you.
So you said the doctor's going to call me sometime.
Yes, yes.
So the only other thing I got to do is call this. The only other thing I got to do is get the verification from Direct Express, and that doctor's going to call me, and then I'm to call this phone number that you gave me, right?
Yes. No, so this...
And they're
going to
tell me. And that phone number, them people are going to tell me.
Let me recap. So there's
okay.
four things. The first one is the assessment, the financial assessment that we
yes.
spoke about. You will call in the number that I
yeah.
gave you.
Call them. Okay.
The first assessment.
Okay.
After that, the aging agency will call you to schedule the second assessment.
Okay.
You will have to call them.
Okay.
In the meantime that these two assessments are happening, we want to have two things, the PCP form signed and the financial
mm-hmm.
statements. So for the PCP
okay,
form,
so when that so
to,
so when the
I'll
doctor calls
out.
Me, that's when they'll tell me about it.
Yes. So the telehealth doctor will call
okay.
you and fill out the PCP form, and you will call
okay.
Direct Express to get 3 months of statement.
Okay. Okay. I understand
okay.
now.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Once this is done, your case goes over to the county's office. They review it. If they found you eligible, you're approved for home care services. And after that, the insurance
mm-hmm.
will assess how many hours your son needs. Once this is done, you can start care.
Okay.
So if you
all
want
right,
me,
so
I
just,
can transfer
so when
you.
So I can call the people, yeah, to them people that I'm supposed to call. You can transfer me to them.
Yes, I can transfer you to the broker to schedule your first assessment.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. You want to take my number and save it into your contacts?
Well, I can, is it this number that's up there, the 5680?
No, it's a different number.
No.
I'm going to be the service coordinator.
Oh, yeah, because the girl connected me.
Yes.
Yeah. What is it?
It's 267.
What's the number?
267.
267?
267, correct, yes.
Yes.
551.
What is it? 7551?
No, sorry. 267.
551. Repeat it again.
Okay.
551.
7445.
7445. So that's
267551 7445. Correct. And my name is
okay.
Naftali. I'll be your service coordinator.
Okay.
And let me go ahead and transfer you right now to the broker.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Pennsylvania Independent.